Here's our regular report on Argentine science and technology, produced by Silvana Avellaneda. An Argentine team of researchers has found an 85-million-year-old dinosaur fossil. It belongs to a species that was named Yamanosaurus lohensis, and it was found by Argentine scientists in the Yamana region of Loja province, southwestern Ecuador. According to the Azara Foundation, that is integrated by CONICET and the Maimonides University, both of Argentina, this is the first time ever that this type of fossil has been reported in this South American country. Dinosaur remains have been found throughout the 20th century in numerous South American countries, mainly Argentina and Brazil, but also Chile, Peru, Bolivia and Colombia. However, until now, no bone had been reported in Ecuador. This was explained by the researchers in a statement about their finding. The analysis of the remains showed that they are the remains of sauropod dinosaurs, long-necked herbivores of the Titanosaurian group, which is the most abundant in the southern hemisphere. Within the Titanosaurus, the fossils were assigned to the small group of Saltosaurinus, a special group of sauropods that lived between 85 and 65 million years ago. Experts said that the interesting thing about the Saltosaurinus is their small size. They were up to 6 meters long. But also, another interesting feature was their strength. The bones of their limbs are short and thick. Plus, they had protective armor. The work about these findings was published in the latest issue of prestigious scientific journal Cretaceous Research. We are sharing our regular weekly report on Argentine science and technology news. And the next story is about the nation's brand new health minister, who said he wants to regain the hope of Argentina scientists. He wants to give scientists their hope back. Roberto Salvareza said that over the past 4 years, we have cut down investments in science by 40%, and today we are in a critical situation as a result of that downsizing. Salvareza assured that he will not demand a great increase in spending for his sector from the 2020 budget. It does not have a significant budgetary impact. These are relatively small figures, but they are useful. They serve to change the perception of the system, and we can tell young people, young researchers and scientists, don't go away. The minister said, "It is a shame that researchers have to leave the country after the efforts made by them and by the state to train them. For this reason, he insisted that the emergency in the area involves changing those conditions, that the system is not kept expelled, that human resources can be retrained and retained, and that the message to researchers can be maintained so that they stay and work here in Argentina." We've got more on dinosaurs, because at the end of last week, the discovery of the skull, jawbone and legs of the Asfaltovenator Vialidadi, unearthed in 2002, was made official in deposits more than 200 million years old, and this was in the province of Chubut in Argentine Patagonia. The study of the fossil remains was published in Journal Scientific Reports by a group of Argentine scientists who discovered this and studied it. The team was headed by Diego Pol, a CONICET researcher, who said, "The study of the skeleton revealed a combination of very unusual features of different families of the group of tetanites. The analysis leads us to rethink what we know so far about the early evolution of carnivores in the Jurassic period. The remains, which include the skull and the entire jaw of an animal, as well as the arms and part of the legs, were discovered in 2002 in the Cañadón Asfalto Formation, a group of volcanic biochemical deposits from the Jurassic period. That's about 200 million years ago. The fossil is one of the oldest and most complete of a titanide ever recovered. This is a species that belonged to the theropods family, similar to the Tyrannosaurus rex and modern birds, and it comes from the period prior to the late or upper Jurassic period, which began some 165 million years ago and ended 18 million years later. And the final story is about scientists in the province of Córdoba, central Argentina, that succeeded in reducing by 90% the development of bacteria that causes the greatest number of hospital infections. And how did they achieve this? By modifying the material of which several medical devices are made. They belong to the Córdoba Institute for Research in Physicochemistry, and they modified the silicon dioxide material, which is used to make catheters, pacemakers, and prostheses, among others. And they succeeded in inhibiting the development of communities of Staphylococcus aureus, the bacteria which causes the greatest number of hospital infections. We modified the surface with plasma proteins subjected to a thermal treatment, and we observed a 90% decrease in the number of live bacteria initially adhered, and a complete inhibition of biofilm formation, said the first author of the study, Maria Laura Martín, a researcher at the institute that depends on the National University of Córdoba and CONICET. And these were the science and scientific and technology news on RAE Argentina to the World, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.
RAE Argentina al mundo. RAE Argentina 面向世界.
RAE Argentina vers le monde.
RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE 世界に向けてアルゼンチン.